Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, I have a new slogan for our show.
Cool. Let me hear it.
We're spinning all the hits from AC/DC to X.
Oh, that's good. But what if someone wants to hear a band at the end of the alphabet like Yazoo or ZZ Top?
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Someone get me rewrite.
That was good.
Okay, Patrick, I'm really proud of myself, although it's a complete coincidence. This happened totally by chance, but yet I'm still going to take it. Usually in years past, when we plan out our annual, like, listener favorites series, we end up, like, starting it with, like, just a couple of calls per episode, and then we have so many to get to that by the end of the month, we have, like, five or six calls in an episode or something like that, right? But this year it worked out perfectly. It was like, it's essentially three per episode, and it just like fell into place where we're going to finish out the series here with like three per episode. I don't know how it worked out exactly. I want to take credit for it, but in reality, it just worked out that way. So good.
We'll take it. Like you said, yeah, we'll take it. We can't take any credit for that, but it just worked out. I think our community, we're all in sync. So we're kind of feeling each other. Maybe that's what it is. Karma.
Because the thing about this, listeners, is it's like when you step out on the high dive.
Yeah.
And you're sort of like apprehensive, right, for a while. And then finally, like, there's that moment where you jump off and there's obviously no turning back at that point. When we start this series, we start it while there are still submissions coming in. So it can't be totally planned ahead of time. It's like you just sort of jump off and then things will happen beyond your control.
Correct.
And you try to maintain some control and hit that water in just the right way. And it happened this time.
That's right. It did. Yeah, we got lucky on that. It was great.
Okay. And by the way, I'm going to tell you something, just a little thing about myself, by the way, and also this is Rockin' the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Lane.
Oh, yeah, and I'm Patrick Foster.
And we don't need to get into how old I am, let's just say very old. One thing I never have ever learned in my life, ever, to this day, still don't know how to do, is dive into a pool head first.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how
That's
to
interesting.
Do it. I've never learned to do it.
Well.
Is that weird? It's a bit weird.
A little, but not really. I mean, my wife, she was on the diving team.
Yeah. Wow.
And she was, she was like a great diver.
I'm actually not I'm not a great swimmer to
I'm not very strong. I'm not a strong swimmer.
Yeah, that's right. From the SNL thing. And it's just something that's one thing I never learned how to do. So be it. I figure if I don't know it by now, I don't need to know it.
Yeah. What the heck? You've made it this far without it really being a problem.
Okay. So this week we have three episodes of listener picks, and I mentioned three calls per episode.
Yep.
Talking about their favorite music of 2020. Also, amazingly, there's been hardly any duplicates.
That's really been fascinating to me, too. I'm just like, this is incredible. I can't believe, other than me wanting to steal people's picks, there really hasn't been, a lot.
And in this week, as I'm scanning the list, I don't think anything duplicates what's already been mentioned at all. So you're going to get all of that this week. And then on Thursday, we're going to have the interns' picks for their favorite albums of 2020. Uh-huh. And then on Friday, we'll have our picks of albums and songs. Okay.
Excellent. Yeah. We got to wait till the end and hear everybody else's picks.
Yeah. So we get to basically say, you've heard all of that. Now just toss that, set that all aside.
That's right.
Here's the right answer. No. Okay. No. In fact, that's quite the opposite is true. I've learned so much. There's so much cool stuff I've learned from the listeners that I've
kidding me?
Totally missed, and it's so appreciated. So, okay. All right. Let's start today here with this call.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, intern platoon, and fellow Suburbs Pod listeners. This is your old pal, Captain Doug, from the great Northwoods of Wisconsin, and I'm calling in with my favorite album of 2020 pick for this year. This is a very tough year, but it has been a great year for music. And it was so tough for me to pick an album that I had to, for my best of 2020 radio shows this year, I had to go beyond the regular three-hour show limit and do a two-parter and completely do 6 hours worth of music because there was so much great music that was released this year. And I will post my Spotify playlist of those shows to the Suburbs Facebook webpage. But my favorite album of this year has not left my turntable since I got it, and it is Alphabet Land by X. And the reason why this is my favorite is because this sounds like Vintage X, one of my favorite bands of all time. You could easily slip this album in between Los Angeles and Under the Big Black Sun. It just sounds that great. And that's all I have. Thanks for all the great music, and keep on rocking the suburbs.
All right. Thank you. It's always great to hear from Captain Doug.
Oh, yeah. Captain Doug becoming part of this community has been a huge thing, and great to hear from him. And so just in awe of the work he does up there on his radio station. I mean, you can listen online if you want to go check out that stuff. And you know, his knowledge of music is really broad. And man, I really think he hit this on the head, Jim. And I'm not sure how in the world they pulled it off. But if you did a blindfold test and you said, like, some of the tracks on Alphabet Land are outtakes from, you know, that 1980 to 82, 83 period of X, I don't think most people would have reason to question you. I mean, it's really incredible.
Yeah, Patrick, so I have some stuff to say about X in a second here, but quick plug on Captain Doug Farrell.
Yeah.
You can listen to him on WXPR.
There you go.
That's out of Wisconsin, Rhinelander, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and it's WXPR.org if people want to check out his show. I think you can stream it there. So anyway.
You can.
And probably on other like streaming apps and stuff like that. Here's the thing about this X album. He's completely right. It really does sound like classic X, like you said. I mean, it
amazing.
Really does. And we met John Doe once, and I really enjoyed that. He's sort of been a hero of mine. I mean, I mm-hmm. think the world of the music that he and X-Zine and Billy Zoom and DJ Bonebreak and those guys have done. I mean, I think they're underappreciated band in terms of his importance in American music. This is such a 2020 experience because in normal times, you know, X would put out an album like this and it would be a really big deal because it's their first album in a long time.
Yeah.
And it sounds great and has great songs. And then they'd go on tour and I'd go see mm-hmm. them because of course I would, right?
That's right.
And this album would mean even more to me because of that experience. But because they didn't tour, I actually kind of forgot about this record. It kind of came and got some attention and I listened to it and then I moved on to other things. You know what I'm saying? It didn't have that life that normally would happen in a normal year, a normal situation.
Well, it's so well said and such a salient point, Jim, because you would, you know, get the new album when it came out. You would check out where they're touring and when they were coming to your area and you'd buy your tickets and then you might put it aside for a month or two until the show came around and then you get right back into it. And it would be so intense.
You'd listen to it again, getting ready for the show and then you'd go to the show and you'd be like, that was such a great show. And then you'd listen to it some more. And there's really, we were missing something without bands on
tour,
you know,
a huge part of our musical
lives.
These
albums just kind of, they come and they get that little burst of attention and then everybody moves on to the next thing the next week. You know what I mean? It's like, it's almost like the way movies are. Like you have that big opening.
Right.
And then it drops off. You know, and then there's another big blockbuster movie that comes out in that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
totally.
They have there's such a short life cycle now without the tours. So anyway, this is a great record and I'm so happy that Captain Doug brought it back to our attention. And I think we've played a couple of songs off of this, but let's go with the title track.
Great. Great stuff. X-Zine great stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. And just the two things that really, you know, take me back in those records are Billy Zoom's guitar sound, the mm-hmm. actual way his guitar sounds and the way he just makes it sound exactly like 1980. And just that unforgettable blending of their two voices. Yes. I mean, just that'll never be able to be duplicated.
It's one of the best ever, don't you think?
Yeah. You can't deepfake that. There's no way, man.
That's absolutely right. And I remember when I saw X live at the State Theater over by your house. What was that, 5 years ago or so? And Billy Zoom, who was not in very good health, and he sort of like had like a little stool that he didn't really sit on. He kind of leaned against it.
Yeah.
But anyway, still had that Billy Zoom smile that he plays with. You know what I mean? Such a big smile. As you tell, he's having a good time, and he plays so effortlessly. I can almost say it, right? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I know.
Just,
yeah,
it's like the music just comes out of him.
Yeah.
He's great. They're great. They're one of the greatest bands ever, I think.
Yep. Beautiful pick, Doug.
Okay. Now, let's see. Who do we have on tap here for call number two?
Hey, Jim and Patrick. It's Garrett Pye from Houston, Texas. I'm a longtime fan of you guys, going all the way back to the previous podcast. Most of my new music from 2020 came from your podcast. So instead of rehashing some of those bands, I'll make a quick and easy pick. I've been a lifelong fan of AC/DC, but with such a big catalog, I really didn't need another album from those guys. However, when I heard the first 20 seconds of Shot in the Dark in October, that juicy guitar tone coming from that Gibson SG just took me right back to the first time I ever heard Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution back in the early 80s. So with that one single tone that was able to book in 40 years of the reason I love rock music, my pick for 2020 is going to be not the whole song, but just the first 20 seconds of Shot in the Dark by AC/DC. Thanks, guys. Keep it up, and I look forward to listening more in 2021.
All right. You ready for this?
All right. Yeah.
All right, there you go. That's 20 seconds.
Beautiful. So great, Garrett. Man, you really said that well. And what a beautiful segue coming right after the X, too. I mean, this record caused a big wave in our community as well. If you remember when it came out, people were really excited to have this. And sometimes that's what you need. And man, Garrett said it right. I can go right back to hearing early AC/DC and being like, yeah, this is something different that is like classic Saturday night music. That's beautiful.
I never get tired of it. I think, you know, it's funny. I think we've mentioned this in the past, but there are some bands that get repetitive and you're sort of like, okay, I'm done with them. You know, like they're just kind of recycling their same sound over and over again. And you know, I've heard it. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on to another band. But there are certain bands that I'll make exceptions for. Because I think what they do is so like perfectly done that I'll take more of it. Give them more of it. And AC/DC is one of those bands. Sure. I'll listen to this record. Why not? Yeah. You know, it may sound like every other AC/DC record, but I don't care. Like what they do, they do it so well.
Yeah.
They're like, it's like a craftsman who makes like fine furniture, right? And he may have a certain style.
Yes.
And you sort of like recognize his style. And you're okay, like, just keep making more of that, right? Go for it.
That's exactly right. And like Garrett said about the Gibson SG, man, I mean, their innovation was so groundbreaking that it made waves all over the world. So therefore, they've earned the credit. Continue to do that for as long as they want. Totally right. Yeah. Just scratches that one itch on you that you can't really get scratched any other way.
Now, thanks for the call, by the way.
Oh, thanks, Garrett.
Garrett. So
great to hear from you.
Now, our third call of the day.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rock in the Suburbs community members. It's Scott Parks from Valparaiso, Indiana, calling in with my favorite record of 2020. What a year. I don't really know if I can put it into words other than the fact that most of it sucked. But the good news is we had music to get us through. You know, there's a lot of brand new records that came out this year, but I think the highlight of 2020 for me was digging back into Guided by Voices and Robert Pollard's catalog, doing a deep dive there and kind of still being in this deep Pollard hole that I'm trying to climb out of even 10 or 11 months later. So it might come as a surprise that Pollard didn't come out on top of my list, but it is GBV adjacent. The album that came out on top, I probably would have never come across if I had not fallen into that GBV hole. And this record is called Empty Horses, and it's by Tobin Sprout, who is a fellow or a former GBV member. This record is the furthest thing that you can imagine from Guided by Voices. It's not indie pop, indie rock. It's more of an old time Americana, not in the vein of Jason Isbell, more in the vein of roots music and, you know, maybe Carter Family and those types of things where it's kind of more early roots and early Americana. There are several songs that are based or loosely based on the Civil War. sparse instrumentation throughout the majority of it. There are some full band songs, but even when the full band kicks in, it's still never kind of super rocking. It starts out with a song called Wings Prelude, which is Tobin and a piano, and it is so haunting that, you know, it just kind of, you know, gets into your soul, and you kind of feel what this record's going to be about. Goes into The Return, which is a song of hope, of somebody returning, hopefully, you know, possibly from the war, or the return of, you know, somebody's savior. And then it goes into my favorite song on the record, Breaking Down. It's a song about breaking down, which I don't know how many times this year I felt like I was breaking down, and discovering this record and discovering this song, it kind of made me feel better that I knew that other people were feeling the same way that I was feeling in 2020. Flip the record over, and there's some really, really good songs as well. Every Sweet Soul is a super great song. It's a very sweet song. Kind of reminds me of some of the Tobin Sprout stuff on early GBV records, like Awful Bliss from B-1000. But the highlight of side two for me is Antietam, which follows the story of a Union soldier in the Battle of Antietam who, you know, ultimately passes away during that battle. So this record kind of beat out some pretty stiff competition for most of the year. The Unraveling by Drive-By Truckers was at the top of the list. That got unseated by Richard by Joe Pernice, which I thought was going to be at the top of the list. And then Dan Romano came into the picture and unseated Joe Pernice. And then, you know, Tobin, he basically just fought through and made it all the way to the top. And it's a record that's going to live with me for the rest of my life. So it's a perfect record. 10 songs, 30 minutes. Play it all the way through one time and just flip it over and play it again. It's not really a singles-based record, so I wouldn't recommend just picking and choosing. Just hit play on track one, listen all the way through to track 10, and again, just hit play again because you're going to love it. So I hope everybody checks it out and, you know, checks out Tobin's other stuff and, you know, any of his other stuff from GBV. And, you know, just everybody stay safe. Let's hope we can get through 2021, get through this pandemic, get the vaccine. Anybody that's got the option to get the vaccine, go get vaccinated. Let's get rid of COVID-19 so we can get live music again and we can all get together at some point here, maybe late 2021. So keep on rocking the suburbs, everyone, and stay safe, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. What a nice call from Scott.
Beautiful stuff. And definitely want to echo Scott's comments and thank him and others who work in his industry, providing the things that people need to stay healthy. And we know he's had a crazy year and worked, you know, just ridiculous hours, yet somehow through it all he's continued to buy vinyl, and that's made me happy. You know, it's one of those things when I see Scott playing another record he's posted on Twitter, it's just like, awesome, he's still out there burning for us. Specifically, really well said about Tobin Sprout. Two main points I wanted to discuss, Jim. One, as Scott mentioned, you know, Tobin Sprout was kind of the other songwriter in Guided by Voices. Now, as much as we've talked about Pollard this year, and everybody who's a big fan of him knows how prolific, how, I don't want to say controlling or dictatorial, but he definitely has a vision of his own, and he is not in any way shy about executing it. Yet, having said all that, that Tobin Sprout could get songs on some of those early GBV records when they were really in their prime says a lot about his quality of a songwriter. And the other thing I wanted to say too, and this really has a lot in common with my album of the year that I'll talk about at the end of the week, but what Scott said there about it not really being a singles record, you need to put it on at the beginning and listen to the whole thing. That totally resonates with me, because I think in this time of people dropping, you know, the first three songs on Spotify and, you know, songs everywhere and just trying to get people to do streams and all that, the concept of a whole album like that packed together has been fractured a little. And I think it's cool that there's a record out there like this. I haven't heard it. I'm looking forward to playing it, and really glad that Scott brought it to everybody's attention. And it sounds like it beat out some really good records.
Yeah, absolutely. I also think there's a certain poignancy to releasing an album about the Civil War.
Yeah.
In these times.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot we can learn from history. So,
yeah.
Okay. Scott mentioned Although he said don't really pick and choose, he did say his favorite song is Breaking Down on this record. And, right. You know, we don't really have the time or ability to play the whole record for you people. No. You'll have to do that on your own. But let's hear a little bit of Breaking Down from Tobin Sprout.
There's a road that's been building in my head for some time now, and I just can't shake it. And there's a place that keeps tugging at my soul, a gentle hand, but I just can't take it. I'm breaking down, breaking all the way, breaking down.
That is a beautiful song. I'm completely Lovely. Unaware of this album, Empty Horses.
Yep, me too.
Totally missed me. So now I'm really excited.
Yep, this is going to be great. Just like all these ones that I missed during the year that were piling up now. So appreciative of Scott bringing this to our attention. And he's such a valuable member of our community. Yep. It really means a lot. So thank you, Scott, for being so thoughtful with that and bringing this cool sounding record to our attention. Yeah,
it's great. So, okay. All right, let's get out of here. As I mentioned, we have two more days of listener calls. So
sounds good.
We'll get to that. All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Yeah, what the heck? You've made it this far without it really being a problem.